This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In the battle that rages in most believers between the law of the mind and the law of sin, the Holy Spirit wants to play a significant role. He has the power to quicken the body in which we live. By His power, your bodies will be resurrected. Until our physical death or the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is ready to empower you to live victorious. Romans 8:12-13 instructs us, "Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation. By the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body." Remember, in Romans 6:11, we are encouraged to count ourselves dead to sin. Here we are encouraged to rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death our former sinful behavior or practices. How does this work? I believe what Paul is saying is built on his instructions in Romans 6:12-13. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Resist the reign of sin. Don't offer any part of your being to sin. Rather, offer yourselves to God, and follow that commitment with offering every part of your being to Him for His use. As a believer, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Ask Him to seal your commitment to God and to convict you if tempted to return to your old pattern of behavior. Also, ask Him to encourage and empower you to do what would be Christ-like. If you do this, you will experience life, abundant and eternal.